Welcome back to Don't Call It a Book Club. My name is Luke.
My name is Dan.
Today we have a bit of one of our loosey-goosey episodes. Mm-hmm. Right now we have not read a book for this episode because we are going to take a 1 week break because I'm going on once again another trip. But this time we're only missing 1 week, and then we'll be back with the next book, which we'll announce at the end of this episode. But today I think we're going to do a little convo about some fantasy media, if we have notes on that, and then also kind of whatever we're feeling about.
Did we already talk Dune on the pod?
I think that we did.
I think we did too. I think we did a Dune watch on the pod.
Dan and I were saying right before this, neither of us have, I think, consumed a ton of fantasy media since the last time we did one.
You know what I did see, though? Speaking of Dune.
What's that?
Also starring Timothy Chalamet.
Wonka!
Ooh,
I actually kind of wanted to see this when it came out. This counts as fantasy.
Okay,
I think.
100% counts as fantasy. Wonka is a magical being. I watched it on a plane on my way to one of my many trips that I took.
Great plane movie.
It, I think, is a perfect plane movie because I fell asleep 2 minutes into it and then woke up halfway through.
Good. So we're going to have some good convos about it.
I will say, strange movie. I don't understand. Here's my problem, okay? Audiences are obsessed with Wonka. Audiences are like, give us more of this Wonka guy. But
you mean generally, not just this movie?
Yeah, because we've made three movies about Mr. Wonka. About William H. Wonka. And I'll say this. I should say we've made two movies about Wonka, because the first movie, where it works, is a completely different movie. I'm just going to do a little... This is a little writer's analysis here of these movies. Because here's the deal. The first movie with Mr. Wonka that everybody loves, that everybody has a cherished memory of, that I think is a great movie. The main character isn't Wonka, okay? The main character is Charlie Bucket, little kid.
Right.
Okay? This is key. Because here's the deal. Wonka is an unchanging god. Wonka doesn't make mistakes and like fuck up and have big character growth. Wonka is the perfect candy man. And is that forever. And just is like a little demigod that is only making candy and whimsical and clever and a little trickster guy.
Right. He's like a force of nature.
Exactly. He's a Tom Bombadil. Okay. And there's a reason.
This is what I was thinking.
There's a
actually.
Reason Tolkien didn't make the books about Tom Bombadil, because the story is boring as shit. The story's like, oh yeah, you got this brilliant, great guy who has no problems and never has to grow at all because he's perfect and he makes the best candy and he has to overcome this world that's imperfect, and he can do it because he's magic and makes candy. Like, it's boring as shit. It's just like, yeah, he's whimsical and a prankster at the beginning, and he is the exact same. He has learned nothing by the end of the film. There's no growth if you have Wonka as the main character.
Right. The movie should be taking place around Wonka, but it shouldn't be about him.
No, but I do get the audience. Like, I understand why they keep doing this, because Wonka is the reason why those movies are interesting. It's like, if this was just about a kid in a chocolate factory, no one cares about Charlie Bucket. Okay, Charlie Bucket needs Wonka, and Wonka needs Charlie Bucket. You cannot just be like, let's do this one about Wonka because he's an interesting guy. This is just like staring into the sun. Like, yeah, maybe you want to do it, but it's not good. Like, it doesn't work. It's like looking at an eclipse. You're not supposed to. You need a Charlie Bucket in the intervening space to be able to appreciate it. Otherwise, it just hurts.
Right.
Am I crazy?
Isn't it? No, I do think that you're right. The thing is, like, so what is this Wonka movie about? It's like early Wonka 2.
Yeah, Wonka arrives in place, seemed like maybe England, but I don't think it was a real place, and wants to set up his chocolate factory, but there is a chocolate mafia keeping him down. Like, there are three chocolatiers that are all in cahoots monopolizing the chocolate industry, and they're keeping him down. And from literally day one, everyone loves his chocolate more than theirs, and it's really just a story of, like, how is this guy gonna finally overcome these three wealthy people? Okay. But he doesn't grow. Okay. He has no character growth through the whole movie. He is the same guy at the start and at the end, and it's just, I make good chocolate that everybody loves, and I'm kind of kooky.
That's fair. The one thing I'm gonna push back a little bit on is, occasionally I do like to watch something, whether it be a movie or a TV show or even read something, where it's just like goofy the whole time.
Okay.
And like, I just I'm perfectly content. Occasionally, I'm not gonna say that this is like all the movies that I want to watch, but like, just seeing like funny scenes like stitched together.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I appreciate this point. I will say the stakes feel too real for it to have done that, because Wonka gets sad at one point because they won't let him make his chocolate thing. And I feel like you could do this if you didn't let Wonka have a moment of like whether he's trying to be sad because he's trying to really do something here. But instead, they make him sad. And then it's like, you're trying to be a serious movie then.
then you open yourselves up to criticism. Yeah. Then you're out of the sitcom like subcategory of media and have Okay. That's fair. That's a bummer because I wanted to, I have so many of these where like I'll see a preview for a movie and I'll be like, ooh, nice. I'm gonna, like, when I get the chance and I have some time and like I'm not doing anything, I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah.
And then like 3 years later I see the headline and I'm like, I never watched it. Dang.
It's also so sorry, I was just gonna say more about it because some of the stuff, they're trying to be whimsy, but Wonka keeps getting sad and I don't know, it's just goofy. I think it's too silly.
Okay.
It didn't work for me. Okay. And it's a musical. Did you know it's a musical?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Luke loves a musical. Luke saw the new Matilda musical and was having a great time. Very much so.
Love a musical. Surprisingly, have not seen a ton of them.
Oh, dude. I mean, new Wicked movie's coming out.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's Ariana Grande, right?
Oh, is that who that is?
I think so.
Oh no.
Isn't it?
I feel like I'm 50 years old in this moment. I feel like I'm fully
If you ask who Ariana Grande is, I'm going to be upset.
I know that she is like a singer. I know that she's like a famous pop star. I just didn't recognize her in the trailer.
Okay. I don't think she is like heavily out of the crowd. She is very makeuped, I think, and like dyed her hair, I think.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm gonna also count that as fantasy related.
Great.
This has happened to me with other fantasy media though as well. Like I have Netflix and I've seen the first two seasons of Witcher.
Oh yeah.
And I really want to watch the third season of Witcher because I loved the first two.
Yeah.
And I haven't yet. Have you seen it?
No. But then again, I started watching the first season. I didn't love it. I was kind of not down with the first season of The Witcher. Okay. I
do think that we've talked about this before, but it was a while ago.
Yeah. This is actually getting at a larger point that I had written down, because there have been a few things that I have wanted to watch, but just like haven't had that spark. And And I don't know if anyone else out there in podcast land, any of our listeners, are having this problem. I'm having a hard time finding the spark of joy for some stuff. Like, House of the Dragon, here's what I mean. I'm having a great time, I should say. In my life, I'm doing great. I'm having a great time.
Right.
I mean, for, like, getting in these series that I think are have been traditionally things I've been excited for, a great example, House of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed the first season. I thought it was great. We talked about it for this episode, and I was like, yeah, I'll get back into that. I'll watch some episodes of that, and we'll chat about it. I did watch a couple episodes of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give my review now. It's good. It's, like, as good as I think it was, I think. But the problem is I'm just like, meh, I don't know. I gotta keep watching or not.
This is kind of where I'm at, which is a bummer, because, like, it sounds like we're saying that things are going poorly, but they're, like, at least for me and I think for you, yeah. I think things are going pretty well.
Yeah.
But I do have the issue where, like, it's hard, especially with movies and TV right now. It's hard for me to watch something, like, kind of serious and intense.
Yeah.
And I keep finding myself, if I have a little bit of time and I want to relax, I'm just, like, putting on reruns of an old show that I have seen before. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
I wonder, Luke, I wonder if this is just, like, I wonder if, let's just say things are stressful enough right now. You know, and we're like, we don't need new stuff right now, because I have other things on this list, like House of the Dragons on the list. I've been like scared to start playing Elden Ring again, because I'm like thinking about how much time it's gonna take to, like, get back into the move set. I started downloading it today before the pod, and then I was like, God, this is gonna take me hours before I can even play it again.
This is exactly okay. We are, like, weirdly on the same page with our. With our outlooks right now, because, like, for those that are not familiar, Elden Ring, very, very popular video game, and the DLC came out somewhat recently.
Yes.
And I think we did talk at length about Elden Ring a while ago when we were playing it and finishing it. And I was really excited for the DLC at that time.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been a while. And I saw that the DLC had came out, and I was like, oh, nice, I'm going to get back into this. I turned on my PS4 and was like, I'm going to get a little bit back into Elden Ring, get practiced, and then get the DLC. And I played for, like, I don't know, an hour or so.
Yeah.
And I was, like, having a good time, right? And then I kind of put it down, and I was just like, it's going to take so many hours for me to not only just, like, get to where I can even play, like, the DLC. Like,
start the DLC, I know.
And, like, I know intellectually that they're going to be good hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. And everything I've read about the DLC, people are like, it's incredible. It's the most amazing thing. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Good work. And I'm like, great. I would love to be a part of that. But there's, like, an activation energy that I am having trouble getting over for this stuff. Same thing with Baldur's Gate, Luke. Baldur's Gate, exact same thing.
Yeah, we gotta get back out there. I'm waiting until I can get a PC.
Oh, have you not got that yet?
Maybe. No. No.
Maybe, Luke, maybe this is how we do it. When you get your PC, we need to play a game. You and I, we gotta game it up.
Can you do, like, I know how multiplayer works for most, like, Dark Souls game. Can you do, like, two-player Elden Ring?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
For sure.
We got to do it.
Okay.
We got to do it. Because I know you can for Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. You definitely can for the BG, for the BG3. Elden Ring as well. There's a mod you can get that allows you to just be constantly in each other's world.
Just be buddies?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. This is good. Yeah. We'll have to... PC. I'm joining the PC squad because they're not making PS4 games anymore. Which is unfortunate.
I want you to buy a PS5, Luke. Yeah, get a PC.
I know.
Get a PC.
I'll get a PC. Okay.
Wow. Listeners, if any of you have an explanation for what's up with Luke and I right now, has anyone else been feeling this way? Maybe this is something outside, like just generally in the world right now.
It's just permeating.
Maybe something in the water or the air or something is really just like harshing the vibes.
It could be. It could be. I'm trying to think of what, because I feel like there's some other things like this. Like, I never watched The Last of Us either.
Ooh, I did see that.
Despite knowing that it's really good and I would like it.
Yeah, it's good.
I just think there's a lot of good, fantasy media that's been coming out.
Yeah, it's kind of peaking right now, I think. It's kind of... It's doing very well. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man.
Okay, listeners, like, what? Give me an. I'm curious what people, what order, like, if I have to prioritize these, like, I know that I am gonna build up.
Yeah.
To watching or playing all of these that we've talked about, mm-hmm. or any that we haven't talked about, mm-hmm. but I need to prioritize because I don't think it's, I need to take it by steps, right? I'm not realistically gonna do them all.
Right.
Give me a little priority list, mm-hmm. on which one of these to do.
Now, what are we choosing from, Luke? What are we talking here?
So
Wonka's obviously top of the list.
Wait, which one?
Wonka.
Wonka's top of the list for sure. So House of the Dragon, yep. Witcher, uh-huh. and then The Last of Us, and then video game wise.
Oh, hold on though.
Was
because there's also the new Fallout show that came out that apparently everybody thought was great.
Yes.
Apparently it was really good.
I never played the games though.
I mean, I did, but apparently a lot of people have been watching it who haven't played the games and say it's great. Also, I think the new Rings of Power show came out. Now, I was not impressed with the first season of Rings of Power. Like, the comparison between House of the Dragon is what we did last time. And, like, House of the Dragon just destroyed Rings of Power. Like, absolutely demolished it. So, I'll probably not check that out unless everyone's like, no. This season.
Yeah. I remember it being fine.
Yeah.
And like considering I'm asking for a priorities list, I think it's going to be
low. It's not on the list.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's any movies. Because we also talked about in one of our, I think, warm-ups, the Furiosa movie.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And then video games, Elden Ring DLC, and...
Yeah. Baldur's Gate. I don't know if there's been anything else coming out in that space recently, but all right.
When's that new Elder Scrolls coming out? Is that soon?
Hold on, I'm just gonna do a quick release date.
No way, there's a release date.
Hang on, I'm just gonna see any news about it. Any news? All right, IGN. Everything we know about the upcoming Elder Scrolls 6. This is updated.
It's going to be all taken from that like 30-second video.
Yep.
That we talked about in like our third episode, I think.
This was posted December 19th, 2023, and this was updated March 25th, 2024. Potential release date. They're saying it won't be anytime soon.
That's the potential release date.
Here we go. If you go to the very bottom of the article, we have a tentative potential release year of 2028 at the earliest. So
2028.
So guys,
brutal. We got to stop. Whoever's playing Elder Scrolls Online, you've stopped because I think this is delaying it.
You're saying we got to make them hungry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boycott Elder Scrolls Online because somehow that's going to make them get going.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I also think that I've talked about this. I'm weirdly into going to the movie theaters now.
Yeah, for sure.
And I need another fantasy thing to go to the movie theaters. I'm not really counting like Deadpool and Wolverine.
No.
Man, give me a showing of House of the Dragon. That's probably happening. I need to look this stuff up.
Hold on. Let's just, Luke, we got to find something to get excited about. What about, Gladiator 2? What about that? That's coming.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. Something maybe. Let's see what else.
I mean, I loved the first Gladiator.
Gladiator 2,
it's
baby.
It's been so long.
Not seeing a lot in the fantasy sci-fi space. Alien Romulus.
Okay. Okay.
That's
sure.
That's kind of,
I would go. I kind of like, I know people roasted Prometheus, but I kind of actually enjoyed it. So I could see that.
Oh, you even saw, I didn't even see Prometheus. There's also A Quiet Place Day One.
I'm not doing Quiet Place. First of all, I've never seen it, okay, and it seems too scary.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm not going to a silent movie, basically.
that's pretty funny, Luke. What about Borderlands the movie?
Borderlands the movie? I don't know. I never played that game either.
Yeah, I played it. It was fun. I don't know, though. I don't know if that's going to get me there. What are we going to... Are we going to see Alien Romulus?
I think so.
All right, let's see Romulus.
We'll do Alien
Romulus. It comes out in 2 weeks. So,
okay.
Oh no, a little more than 2 weeks. It comes out next month.
Okay.
Very good. So that's our August. That's our August movie to report back on.
Nice. Should we start doing that? Should we start doing monthly movies?
Monthly movies might be a lot.
Monthly's too frequent, probably. But I don't know.
Speaking of movies, you know what I did see recently?
What's that?
With my significant other, we went to go see Twisters.
Oh.
That's a fantasy movie.
What do you mean it's a fantasy movie?
It's a fantasy movie because it is a movie about natural disasters in the United States where the U.S. government does not exist.
What?
I mean, not literally. Well, I mean, literally in the movie, the U.S. government does not exist anywhere in it except for military prototype technology, but these people are chasing tornadoes around Oklahoma that are destroying small towns, and there is no government response to this at all. There is no government investment in the like science that they're trying to do about it, and the only people who are doing like cleanup and aid at these tornado disaster sites are like one crew in an RV that has like a YouTube channel, and like that's it.
Interesting. Okay.
So
okay,
that was a fantasy film.
That's fair. It also had Glenn somebody in it. Very handsome.
Glenn Close?
Is it Glenn Close?
No, okay. No, I don't know who that is. I don't know actors, okay? Glenn Close is a woman.
I was going to say, I feel like it's not Glenn Close. But yeah, that, I mean, was it fun? Did you like it?
I think if you want to turn your brain off, it's fun because there's big tornadoes in it, which is
okay,
good to see. We love seeing big tornadoes.
Yeah. Right.
You can't turn your brain on, though. You're going to be tempted to because they say science stuff. Like they talk about sodium polyacrylate and they talk about silver iodide. Like they do say some science stuff in it to their credit when they're doing their whole science for how they're going to stop the tornado. They are saying real science words, which is cool.
Uh-huh.
It's just clearly not it.
Okay.
They get too specific with it. And then you're like, wait, how? Why wouldn't the government? Why are these people in a barn designing this stuff if like, the government would be doing this already? So anyway.
Okay.
It was all right. It was fun.
It's fun. That's good. Question. Are you... We've maybe said this before. Are you... Are you a buy refreshments at the movie theater kind of guy?
Oh, absolutely not. The only thing exclusive, the only thing I would buy is popcorn.
Well, okay, yes, that's the first thing that you would
do. It has to be I have to be really hungry for me to buy popcorn.
So one of my notes that was going to be like if we want to talk about general things, not just fantasy. Let's go. I've been trying to do more like thematically consistent things.
What?
And what I mean by that is that when I do something, I like do it correctly. Hmm. Does this make sense?
I kind of get what you're going with. Say more.
When I go to the movies, I buy popcorn and a Coke.
That's an
When I go to the baseball game, this is all gonna be the same thing. You buy
a hot dog.
Yes. And I wear a baseball cap. And it's been nice, honestly.
Oh my god, Luke has entered his full-blown American consumerism phase, where literally last episode he's like, spend your money. You guys need to spend money on shit. Now he's like, yeah, when I go to the movies, I always have to buy a Coca-Cola and a popcorn and maybe some Reese's Pieces, because that's how to do it the correct way, folks.
I don't go candy, because that doesn't feel... But no, like... I mean, sometimes this gets into like cosplay territory, which I don't really want to do. But like, also, the problem is, you're right that all the things that I'm going to say are going to be about like when I do something, I also buy something that is related. But like, I also want to like start wearing, and have started wearing like the like appropriate clothes for the thing that I'm doing, even if they're not necessary. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about? What are you saying right now? People are listening to this, Luke. There are people listening to us talk right now, so please say something that's not just,
you gotta go,
I'm
like for example, I'm doing some work outside.
Yeah.
For example, if I was just like a while ago not thinking about it, I'd be wearing like, I don't know, gym shorts and a t-shirt. Uh-huh. But no. Now I'm doing blue jeans and a little work shirt and a little cap. And then I'm getting a little dirty and I'm finish it off. I'm gonna go to Pat's Chili Dogs at the end of the day, because this is my I don't know, do hard work day, and that feels correct to me, and it makes it better, and it makes it, instead of, now it's not like a chore, now it's like I had a big, I was this kind of person today.
Okay.
And it's more fun.
Okay. I can kind of see where you're going with this, because at first I thought you were just saying you're wearing the more appropriate clothing for the activity you're doing, because like, you know, keeps the sun off you. This is what people who do this work dress, because it's for reasons other than they want to get in character. Like, they're not getting in costume to do things. People who do these things a lot dress how you've expressed that they dress. But I do understand the distinction here. You're talking about, you sort of are getting in costume a little bit. And
kind of.
Yeah, you're not cosplaying, because you're like actually doing the thing.
Right.
But you're getting into costume. I
think it's more just like I'm just going all in on the thing that I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's,
I like,
interesting.
It.
That's very interesting, Luke. Huh. I never would have thought, when we were two young lads with talking about what we're going to spend money on, that Luke was going to be like, yeah, I'm getting popcorn and a Coke. And I'm dressing in, I'm putting a cap on when I do yard work. Like, that's what money means?
I'm wearing a chambray shirt with two chest pockets and the sleeves rolled up. And I'm going to a little 50s drive-in.
Hold on,
getting me
Luke,
a hot dog.
Are you going post shower and cleanup or pre shower and cleanup?
Wait, what do you mean?
When you go get your chili dog, this is after a hard day's work.
I have not showered. I have not showered
before. Okay, yeah, Luke's playing a character. Luke is out on the town like, yep, just another hard-working American going to get a chili dog. How are you folks doing? Oof. How the fields today? Oh, man. You guys wrestle any cows?
That's right. That's right.
Hooey.
And it's good.
Just me, another blue-collar guy out here.
Because that day would have been bad, and I'm tired, and I'm sweaty, and I'm gross.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I don't know. It's a better day, I think.
I actually think this is very powerful, Luke, and I appreciate you introducing this energy onto the pod.
Thank you.
Because I think this could change my life, and I'm kind of into it. I will say I've already kind of started doing this. Like, when I teach, I get in character for when I go teach. Mm-hmm. Like, I get in the costume of what Professor Dan would wear to teach.
You wearing tweed with the elbow patches?
I actually have a sweater, a black wool sweater with the elbow patches.
Nice.
It's my professor. Nice. It's my professor sweater. We put on little fun socks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We get.
Of course.
Sometimes we put on a fun chemistry tie. So only sometimes, though. I'm not Dr. Feberg, okay?
Shouts out. The thing is, like, I feel like with Professor, there's a lot of different ways you could go with
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You could go, like, Ivy League Professor, or you can go, like, kooky, fun lab Professor.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't do either of those. I have my own. Okay. I'm kind of doing my own thing.
Okay. Okay. Good, good, good.
So.
Love that.
Anyway. I think this is powerful, Luke. I'm going to start trying to incorporate this more into my life, especially for tasks that I'm kind of like trying to get excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Just
the thing is, a lot of it is like clothing and like what you eat. Mm-hmm.
So stuff you can buy to look kitted out.
I mean, clothing, not necessarily, because like a lot of my stuff I just get like at the used or like the vintage shop or something.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. But like...
Very cool, Luke. Like that cool shirt you're wearing, huh?
This is, actually.
Yeah, I thought so.
So I need to find more ways to do it.
Yeah.
That's not like super consumptive, but yeah, there you go.
So wait, are you bringing stuff to the movies or no?
I'm buying stuff at the... Yeah, I'm buying popcorn in a cup.
Okay. Yeah, I do think that's acceptable, because I think bringing a bottle of Coke yourself into the movie is like a completely mad proposition.
No, it's not as good.
And popcorn, there's no way. You're not bringing that from home. Don't.
No.
Don't even think about it. But any candy, it's absurd. It's like truly triple at the movies. I've done the math. I did the analysis one day. And... It's crazy, guys. Don't do this.
I tried to do candies one time, and I got gummy worms because I'm a gummy worms guy. Oh, yeah. Terrible.
What?
They were just worse. I don't know why. So I stick with popcorn and a Coke now.
Yeah, popcorn's good. Coke, it's too sweet for me. I can't do a Coke anymore.
I'm back on it, honestly.
That's what
I was off soda for a long time.
That's what
but now
that's really
certain events I'm doing.
Now, this is the thing, Luke, where I cannot abide us getting our listeners back into soda if they've gotten off at one point. Don't get back into soda. No upside.
Don't consistently drink soda. I think that I don't recommend that. Yeah. But when you're going to a thing where you're supposed to drink soda, I think get you
okay,
one.
Now hold on, Luke, because where you're supposed to drink soda, these advertisers have got you locked in, Luke. They've got locked in.
If you go to the movies and you see the Coke ad at the beginning of every preview, it's like, that looks incredible. And this is genuinely what got me started on getting a Coke at the movie. I was just like, this looks so good.
I will say, it does look good every time. Now, the question I have for you, we've gone on this for a while, so we're gonna have to wrap it up soon, but the question I have for you, does it taste like, how close does it taste to the sound that they pipe through those speakers and the people who are sipping on the Coke? Because when they show you that Coke commercial and the bubbling, it's like, and the people are like, oh yeah, I'm having a Coke. Oh, it's so good. And like crispy and like, oh, it's nice. How close is it?
I think it's closer than you think.
Okay. Okay.
I think. I mean, you do have to, like, as the movie goes on, it's losing its fizz, right?
So, true.
It's time dependent.
You don't bring like an Alka-Seltzer to throw in there and really amp it up again.
It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Just don't get the mint ones, because that would probably not go over too well.
But yeah, it like works. It's a lot of times, you know, things look way better on the advertisements.
Yeah.
That's not new. That's not new information that I'm bringing you. No. But the Coke at the movie theater, it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. On that note, Luke, should we announce the next book?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is going to be the last book of Summer of Sequels. But we're coming back to a series that we started a very long time ago. The series is called The Burning. The first book that we read was called The Rage of Dragons by Evan Winter. So we're going to be reading the second book, which is called The Fires of Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode.
First third. Get hyped. That's right. If y'all have anything that's getting you excited right now, any movies, TV shows, video games, let us know on the Discord. Let us know what you're excited about.
Yeah, let us know that. But also let us know what like costume day event thing to do, or like what little tweak that you can do for like an everyday activity that makes it just feel right,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I'm missing.
Specifically, Luke. Yes. Yeah. Luke has just invited a bunch of advertising bots to go on our Discord and be like, buy a Fanta at the hockey game or something.
That's right.
Anyway.
I'm here for that.
You're welcome. Everyone's welcome on our Discord. Anyway, we'll be back not next week, but the week after.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring the hot takes.
And we'll be the dumb nerds.